Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Hanson in for Dean Richards here on this Sunday morning. You heard Peter Greenberg's at noon. We got Hamp and OB at 11. Then Hamp and OB are back on at 3. And then I'm back on at 5 o'clock for Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. So it's really like a Peter Greenberg sandwich. He is like the meat in the middle. Then Hamp and OB are the slices of cheese on the outside. And perhaps fittingly, I'm the carbs. I'm the bun at the start and the beginning and the end. Did that make any sense, Shawnee? I know you got a quick correction, by the
way.
What
about the mustard and the mayo?
That's you two. That's Mazur and...
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll take mustard.
Shawn, you had an update on something?
We do. We have a correction, and thanks to a listener who texted in with correct information. I had the population of Birmingham, Alabama wrong during the far-flung forecast. I was looking at the metropolitan area population of about 1,151,000. The correct population of Birmingham proper, 209,880. So thank you for that call, and we'll update the temperature in Birmingham. It's 54 now.
Well, that's great. Well, Shawnee, you were only 750,000 people off.
Something like that. Yeah. But thank you for that correction.
Appreciate that. Thank you very much, Shawnee. If you have any other corrections, let us know. But that happens sometime. Hey,
all the newscasts.
Those were perfect. Nailed those. Hey, everyone, if you've never done and really explored some Chicago buildings, I'm not just talking about the downtown buildings. I'm talking ones in some of the neighborhoods and even a couple of the suburbs here today. Open House Chicago is just this really cool thing. And here to talk about it is Sinway Mendoza. Sinway, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you. Good morning. It's a beautiful day of autumn in Chicago. And one of the biggest autumn traditions is happening now, Open House Chicago.
You're from the Chicago Architecture Center, who helps and really puts this all on. How long have you guys been doing this for?
This is our 11th year. Sadly, last year we did not have the onsite, and we're celebrating the onsite weekend this weekend. And yesterday we had a fabulous day. Weather, everybody was out. It was exciting. And today is our last day of onsite weekend.
Right. So let's explain that. So it's really a whole month-long celebration where people can explore different buildings or learn a lot about them. But it's this weekend particularly where you have a ton of sites that are open where people can just walk on in.
Yeah, exactly the way it sounds. So for one weekend, we open over 100 sites all over the city. I like to say from Rogers Park to Hyde Park, from Hyde Park to Garfield Park, and back to downtown here, because we do have, obviously, a good amount of it is in downtown because we are a skyscraper city. We are the birth of the skyscraper. So there's a lot of great buildings in downtown and that aren't even skyscrapers, like Orchestra Hall that are here. And, you know, like the Bridge House Museum is here in downtown in our beautiful Riverwalk.
When I scan through the list of sites you have, not only downtown but all over, there's so many buildings that I see on there that I go, you know, I've walked past that and go, I wonder what the history is behind that. I bet that's for a lot of people. It's buildings, maybe even in your own neighborhood, that you've walked by 100 times and wondered, I wonder what that looks like on the inside. Well, now's your chance.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like the 17th Church scientists right down here on Wacker. That's
100%.
One of them. How many times have you walked by there and been like, I wonder what's in that building?
Every time I drive east on Wacker, before you make the curve around the river, if you kept on going straight, you'd hit that building. And I wonder what it looks like on the inside because it's a unique shape. It's shorter than the buildings that kind of surround it. And it looks really cool. What a day to walk inside.
Exactly. You can walk over there actually starting at 10 a.m. today, and you can actually finally go into that building when you probably couldn't on a regular day like tomorrow. That's Monday.
312-981-7200. I want people to text in their favorite buildings in Chicago, inside or out. They may be on the list. They may not. But what a fun discussion point here this morning. How do you pick these buildings, right? Do you talk to people in the neighborhoods, ask them which ones are historic and important to them? How do you come up with the list?
Well, John, we're very fortunate because a lot of people reach out to us. We actually do put something out, but a lot of times around, you know, later in the summer, sites start reaching out like, hey, we want to be a part of Open House Chicago because it's been so successful over the years. You know, in the past, we got to like 300 sites and all around the city that a lot of sites come to us and say, hey, we want to open our doors. We want people to come in. And, you know, there's some that we actually we have to say, well, we have so many sites, we can't have you participate because there's so many great sites in Chicago, so many great skyscrapers, beautiful churches, you know, like in Ukrainian Village and in places like Garfield Park. There's just so much in the city that it really is a celebration of Chicago.
When people walk in, how do they learn about the history of the building? Because is it just walking in, you look up, you go, okay. I know that they can use the app and kind of do a little self-guided tour, right?
Yeah. They can look at our OHC app, download it on, you know, Android or Apple, whatever phone they use. And inside of it will be information. But a lot of times our sites also have tours going on that they set up themselves. Like, for example, at the Skyline Club, they had one of the architects there all day yesterday giving out tours and talking to people who came in for Open House Chicago specifically on why the Skyline Club is this very cool, unique building in downtown Chicago.
What's one of your favorites this year? Maybe a new one that you guys haven't shown off before, or something that just caught your eye or was surprising to you?
Well, so this year, you know, I happen to have gone out to Garfield Park to a basilica called Our Lady of Sorrows. Now, Our Lady of Sorrows is on the far west side in Garfield Park, and it was just one of the most spectacular buildings I have ever seen on the inside. And the father came out of the congregation, came out to greet us and take us around and tell us about it. And the stuff that is in there is historic. It was built in the late 1800s, early 1900s, because it took a while to build the basilica. And it was a working class neighborhood, very Chicago historic, you know, and many different cultures helped build it. So there's so much history in this building and the beauty, the sheer beauty of it. And in this neighborhood where, you know, a lot of Chicagoans don't tend to go as much to Garfield Park.
Right.
A lot of us stay in the downtown area, or we stay within our neighborhoods,
right,
because we're a city of neighborhoods. But I saw this church and I said, I came back telling people, look, you got to see this place. You got to see. And I have to think that many people do that if they go to some place in Hyde Park and they see, or they go to the Moody Church for the first time. I saw a lot of people posting pictures of the Moody Church out here in the north side, and spectacular places, right? Like, we're very, very fortunate to have so much just in this city.
There's something about walking into an old building, right, as opposed to reading about it or seeing pictures of it. There is a feeling you get of history. I don't know. I'm just a history nerd, too, so I just love that stuff. For example, I saw the Givens churches in Beverly, and people can go inside. I've never been inside, but I've seen the outside, the castle,
yeah,
in Beverly. And we saw it on Your Hometown for our series here on WGN Radio. It's not on your list because you're not going out to Barrington, but just last week I got a chance to go see the White House in Barrington, this old single-family home that has been renovated, has a ballroom on the third floor. You can almost feel as you walk through the halls the people that were there and how these buildings have changed over the years and been changed their purpose even. And that's cool too.
Yeah. For example, in Rogers Park, we have the Lang House. The Lang House in Rogers Park was this getaway built in 1919, right before the Roaring Twenties. They built this beautiful home that was a getaway when Rogers Park wasn't part of the city. It was actually almost like a suburb way out there that what we think of, like, you know, somewhere like Libertyville now today, that's out there. And it's this beautiful home that it's been repurposed. It was part of Loyola for a little while, after it was someone's actual, like, mansion, essentially. And now it is a place where people rent it for, you know, weddings and different events. But there's this beautiful staircase that goes, and it's been repurposed and such. And a lot of the original stuff, like the walls, are still there. And it's just incredible to have a gem like that in such a wonderful neighborhood like Rogers Park that also is known for its murals. And, you know, I have to mention that we have a self-guided tour in our OHC app that's all dedicated to the Rogers Park murals that are there.
That's really cool. We're going to take a quick commercial break. By the way, we've gotten some great texts in, some hidden treasure buildings. One texter says the Pittsfield Building. Another says the Marquette Building. The Rookery is another
building. Good building.
Our producer is putting his hands in the air. I've been to a wedding at the Rookery. Great stuff.
Wow.
Someone says the Union League Club Building.
Yes, that is an actual site this year as well.
Oh, great. We got one from the St. John Church on Carpenter Street. My father was born in 1915 and was baptized there. We were there for Christmas Mass 102 years later in 2017. How cool is that? All right, I'm getting goosebumps for this stuff. WGN, we're talking about the open house going on all over Chicago today with Sinway Mendoza, the Director of Communications with the Chicago Architecture Center. And so today until 5 is when people can go into a lot of these buildings And you can go to the website or download the app to find them. But there's stuff going on throughout the rest of the month, right?
Yes. So we have our we encourage people to continue to do Open House Chicago through our OHC app. We have over 30 self-guided tours all over the city. You know, some of the new ones this year are the Obamas in Chicago. We encourage people to go into Hyde Park. And we also give recommendations like, hey, while you're in Hyde Park, why don't you do this? Why don't you go to – well, Valois is actually one of the sites that I would recommend everybody go do that tour and go into some of those – like go see the Obama, you know, chair at Valois in Hyde Park, which – I bet a good amount of Chicagoans have been, but like we have the Rogers Park murals, the Pilsen murals. We have a lot of self-guided tours like that. We have some bike tours. So, you know, it's the best time of the year to explore, in my opinion, because it's fall and OHC provides that through the OHC app.
That's great. I'm just trying to think of my favorite building. There's so many. I like, honestly, it's probably Wrigley Field. I know that's yes. an easy answer, yes. but like it is. It's probably the first Chicago building I ever went to that my dad took me to, and I used to live right over there. And it's obviously changed a lot, but they've kept a lot of the, you know, not the original structure, but some of the changes they made in the 30s. I drive down Lakeshore Drive a lot, and when you come on in at the Drake Hotel, got a great view. We've got
another
so many
great one.
We've got
another
so many great texts. The Chicago Temple Methodist Church on the top floors of the skyscraper. It's beautiful. 630 says the elevators in the Pittsfield building scared me as a kid. I don't know if they're haunted. 110 North Wacker, the Bank of America Tower.
Yes.
55th floor is open with amazing views of the West Loop. Someone texted in the church in Logan Square where they do circus training now is pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't heard that, but yes. I'm going to have to look into that.
Well, and we were talking during the break of, you know, in my neighborhood, some of the churches have been converted into condos, and I know that divides people, but for me personally, I love if they can keep the building there and people can walk by and still look at the original brick that it has. All the power to be able to keep that building, right?
Yeah, I agree. I would say preserving the buildings and repurposing them is very, very important. And I agree with you. If there's something to be reused, these beautiful buildings that we have in Chicago historically, let's keep them. Let's continue to, you know, use them and have more life for them.
Someone texted in the men's room in the Union Station, second floor, outstanding wall deco. That's very Chicago.
That is very Chicago, and that's why we love our city, right?
Yes, exactly. Someone, 773, talking about how they did the open house in 2019. They toured the National Shrine of St. Francis Xavier Cabrini at 2520 North Lakeview Avenue between Fullerton and Diversey. It was a shrine at a hospital founded by Mother Cabrini.
I was born in that hospital.
Are you
kidding me? St. Francis Cabrini Hospital, right next to the UIC Pavilion. It is now condos. It was repurposed as well.
There you go. But it was still there. Wow. That's amazing. What a coincidence.
Yes.
312-981-7200 if you have a favorite building. Carbon and Carbine building.
Oh,
the Champagne Tower, right?
Beauty. Yeah, exactly.
Is it hard for you to pick? Is it like choosing between kids to pick your favorite building in Chicago, or do you got
one? I'm like you. I grew up on sports. Wrigley Field is my happy place.
Yes.
I do, you know, I tend to go on opening day because I tend to walk over there in the winter to get my Springfield. But like in downtown, I think forever it'll have to be the Sears Tower. You know, I grew up in the suburbs,
yeah.
And you could see the Sears Tower from way out there. In fact, the suburb I grew up in that, you know, pretty much was close to Wisconsin, you could see the Sears Tower on clear days.
Wow.
From a golf course. That's how spectacular the Sears Tower is.
That's so awesome.
And let me say, it's the Sears Tower stuff.
Oh, come on. I know. I'm someone that's just like, I'll just call it the Willis. I don't really care. But I know Sears has such a history. Speaking of Sears, you go to the North Lawndale neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's on the tour, original Sears building,
the original,
right?
Sears Tower is in Holman Square, which is exactly where you've said. And you could actually get spectacular views of the downtown. And it's a 360, so you could see all around. And it's the original Sears Tower where, you know, Sears had their original warehouse.
Well, let's talk about that for a second because we, you know, I mentioned at the top, oh boy, you can walk by a building you've seen so many times in your neighborhood. What a chance to explore another neighborhood. And maybe a neighborhood you've heard something on the news about, and it's not the best news, but has so much history, to actually explore a new place, a new neighborhood, and get a different conception of it, perhaps.
That's exactly right. And that's one of the big goals of Open House Chicago, is getting someone to get out of their neighborhood and go to another one, right? Like, if I live on the north side, why don't I go to the west side and I check it out? Why don't I go to the south side? Why don't I go to South Shore or Hyde Park and see what they have? Hyde Park, for example, the Forum, another historic building where Nat King Cole actually played in, and so that were, and Muddy Waters was there, right? Get out of your neighborhoods, or maybe some of the South Side goes up to the Rogers Park. Probably they may not be likely to go way far up north to a neighborhood like Rogers Park, right? Or head to North Lawndale and see the Sears Tower, the original Sears Tower that not many Chicagoans, I explained to someone and they look at me like I'm crazy. Like, did you know there's an original Sears Tower that was like this other tower they built before they actually built the tallest building in the world in Chicago?
Right. This is a question that deserves longer than a minute answer, but that's all we have time for. What does it mean if a Chicagoan or someone in the suburbs or wherever appreciates the buildings in their own city? How does that make us better as a collective?
I mean, that's a really good question. I think it makes us better because we appreciate our city, you know, like even when there's stuff like bad news we see in our city and, you know, that could be recently, right? In our city that like we appreciate Chicago. Like some of the posts I saw on social media yesterday of people doing Open House Chicago was very much that Chicago pride. Like, this is why I love you. This is why I'm obsessed with you. You know, and I happen to be one of those people that love the city. I rode in seeing the skyline and seeing the Hancock coming into the city this morning. And I was like, this is why I love this city. This is why I'm in love. And this is why I want to make it a better place.
OpenHouseChicago.org is where you can go for information. The app is called
OHC app.
That's great. Today till 5 or do the other stuff through the rest of the month. So anyway, thanks so much for joining us today.
No, thank you for having me. It was fun.
Really appreciate it.